It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. It's not just rockers who object to the use of their songs by politicos in this election year. Now the family of the tenor Luciano Pavarotti is protesting the Trump campaign's use of his recording of Puccini's aria Nessun Dorma. Trump campaign's been using the aria at its rallies. It's from the opera Turandot originally and became a popular phenomenon and a soccer anthem after it was sung in conjunction with the 1990 World Cup. The aria is great for this because it ends with the word vincerò, or I will win. Pavarotti's widow Nicoletta and his three daughters issued a statement this week calling on the Trump campaign to stop using his music, saying that the values of brotherhood and solidarity which Luciano Pavarotti expressed throughout the course of his artistic career are incompatible with the worldview offered by Donald Trump. Trump has called for a ban on Muslim immigration to the U.S. and proposed building a wall along the Mexican border and deporting the 11 million immigrants living illegally in the United States. Pavarotti worked during his career to help refugees and support human rights, serving as United Nations Messenger of Peace at one point. Earlier this month, Will Crutchfield, the Orchestra of St. Luke's, presented the American premiere of a Rossini opera, something that hasn't happened in a pretty long time. It's Rossini's Aureliano in Palmyra. Conductor thinks it's one of Rossini's most beautiful works, and its overture is one you've heard before. It's the same basic music as his famous overture to The Barber of Seville. The opera, written by the 21-year-old composer, bombed, but Rossini thought it was a shame to waste quality material, so he took the overture and reworked it for his opera Elizabeth, Queen of England, and 1 year later used it again for The Barber of Seville, his greatest hit. Aureliano in Palmyra is one of only three Rossini operas whose original manuscript is lost, so to get as close to the original as possible, there was a lot of research involved. They painstakingly compared handwritten scores and librettos and found an extra 30 minutes of music that had disappeared from the opera at its last performance in 1980. And according to Crutchfield, this music is some of the opera's best. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for The Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.